USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed on Wednesday to take up disputes over the Biden administration's nationwide vaccine or testing COVID-19 mandate for large businesses and a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. The brief court order said the court will hear arguments on January 7th. In the two cases, the workplace mandate is currently in effect nationwide, while the healthcare worker mandate is blocked in half of the 50 U.S. states. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is asking AG Merrick Garland for help concerning the city's gun violence.
Detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities address gun violence.
Chicago's had more than 4,200 shooting victims this year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
President Joe Biden has extended the student loan pause.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a new COVID-19 treatment from Pfizer. It's the first pill to treat the virus to become available. The pill, known as Paxlovid, is seen as a major step forward in the fight against the virus, with trials showing it reduced the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in high-risk patients. And the Webb Telescope launch has been delayed one day due to high winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NHL players will not attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, the league announced on Wednesday. The league said the decision hinged on the disruption in the regular season schedule as a result of the rising number of COVID-19 cases throughout the league. Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants Democrat Senator Joe Manchin to switch teams.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The jury at suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter's manslaughter trial for the killing of a motorist has completed its third day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Potter is charged with killing a motorist at an April traffic stop. She said she meant to use her taser, not her gun. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.